The check Bradbury's memories in February 1987.
Right, Richard. Yes, that's what it'll be. It's the Stanislaw, and it was built out on farm. And didn't Mr. Gibson build it for himself? He said so, down, but he never went to it, he said. So the old house was up at High Stenske, and they moved down. And half the family was born up at High Stenske, and the other half down at Lostick. But that's what I think it is. New house, father bit down, that's right, you see. If Mrs. Franklin's wrote this out, that's what it is. Unfair, she says, unfair, isn't it? Who is this? Queen Victoria's Jubilee, that was the year Bob was born. And it was very dry, droughty summer. Oh, they got a lot of peat out, you know, and there was this Queen Victoria's Jubilee, they went to put a wild ball net fires and that, and they had to go and guard the peat stacks in case they set them on fire. There wasn't any crop hardly. That was, when was it? 1887.
1887.
Who was that? Here. It says, came from Swaledale. There was four daughters, Agnes, Mary, Maud, Ellis. Well, there's Mary and four there, one, two, three. Oh, Beck.
Number 97 was Richard Burton. Came from Swaledale.
Dick Burton, it used to live where you were living, in Farm Grange. I don't know whether he did not, but he might. But Lizzie Burton, and Mary died young, and Maggie, it married Nicholson, you know. That's three, isn't it? It just was three.
Did he not have a son who died young?
Yes, Richard. Stephen's brother was Dick Burton. They got his eye put out at Ducksmith's shop with a red hot spark. Only had one eye. The Dick Burton. Francis Nicholson's grandfather. Well, there's a lot else in here. The Holland. There's another two, but I just can't remember. John died. Daughter Maggie married Harry Law.
Oh dear.
Where Angela's living. She bought that house, didn't she? They come from Dovengill. And where was this? Daughter Maggie married Harry Law. Well, that isn't all that many years since, you know. Because John Dagg at Dumgill, there was Maggie and Annie, and Annie had this complaint, St. Vitus dance or something like that. And they lived in how is it lives at Newbegin? You go past public house to it, what they call it, chapel, does it now?
Simon Ballantyne.
Betsycroft, yes. He was a forest, wasn't he?
That's right.
Well, they went there, did John Dagg, when he retired from Dumbledore. Into there. And they painted it black and white. And Dick Allen called it Magpie Hall. A stripe of black, a stripe of white, and Dick Allen called it Magpie Hall. It's not his father. And his grandfather left 50,000. At Causeway End, you see.
That's it, yes.
He had that field house for broad here. I think some of those states has it now. I don't know. But I'm starting to think of it. And it always went to William Dixon's failed house. Did that, and it was William Dixon's at Causeway End. What about it? To some of it's connected, and that's 120. What's that? Cousin of a bow. Now then. Was he Dixon Hunter's? He lived over the bridge. But Dixon Hunter's father lived over there as well, did he? There were still cottages there. The kids said we drink, you know. The Dixon Hunter's father. Have you ever seen this photograph? You might have seen that.
And then this is, what was his, Tommy? What
Jim.
Was, James Hunter.
Jim Hunter.
And Jim Hunter, and he was Dixon Hunter's uncle.
He was Dixon Hunter's uncle, yes. He was Dixon Hunter's father's brother, wasn't he?
And he had full of horses.
He had stable full of horses. And he used to charlotte and race, and a terrible horseman he was. But I had an uncle that used to do to work for him. On my mother's side, the Thompson uncle was. Must have told him. I used to do it. And he had a very good mare, he used to show it. And the show was coming off, you see, next day something. Somebody got into the stable and put old hair up the stable. And spoiled it. Do you think he'd be able to hear me, won't it?
No,
that's
so.
Beatty's. He had this Tony there
and
same horse. I don't know. The Joe Cowins, Dougie Bertus. And from Barra. And you know, they buried in Ravensendale churchyard. And they went to Dogber College, did Mrs. Calderbank, with my mother. You know where Dogber College was? Well, when you go over Dogber, there used to be a building, didn't there?
Oh, that's right.
I don't know, but it's there, by the
there. It's gone now.
It's gone, is it? That, they used to call that, it was a school. They used to call it Dogber College. And Bill Bertley used to go to that. My mother went to it. Mrs. Calderbank used to go to it. And quite a few, I think, went to it. Dogber College. These Calderbanks, Mr. and Mrs. Calderbank, who were in shipbuilding, Barra. And he had three sons, Percy, George and Jim. And it was Jim Calderbank who took that. And my father came out as well, Daddy. And his sister, the high Steniske. My aunt Anne lived on my father's side, lived where Greenlees is. And then I had another aunt Anne and my grandmother from Life's side here. They lived in it as well. When my aunt Anne on my father's side died, they went into it, you see. To talk about, I don't know. She's fairly wanting to say that. She can't reckon this Jim Hunter up all. I'll let her say it one of these days. And then Robert Park. He lives at Shap now, does Robert Park. He was at Shap Lodge. He went there after Barnett's left. Hang them up. He's just 21. And Jenny, she was 22, and Lizzie was 27. And you see, Bill Osman Strauss, his father, he was only 37.
So you were a family of how many? How many?
13.
I'm the youngest. I'm the only one left. And then Tommy was killed in First World War. And then Bob, he sort of carried on the farm, you see, when we were younger. It's a bit of a scrap, like, but it's money. No, they wouldn't do it today, would they? No, that's the best of everything. Mm. I wonder what I'd do with that clouds thing. Harry Alps, didn't there? There's a cave up above it. Harry Alps cave. The Alps did lost Enniskey. Well, Leitch's were. Mm. He was his brother to Joe Capstick at Lockham. Mm. And then Brumber, four elders of Brumber Capsticks, he was brother to them. And then Kirkbride's come, didn't they? Mm. About 1890, was it? And Kirkbride's had come.
Isn't it Stubble Yard? Well, not there, not this
one. So what about the new stubs? New stubs at the Stubble Yard. Mm. And then, what was it, Fat Lamb? I wish it was there, wouldn't you? Mary. I had a photograph at Curse Bank, a pack of hounds. We were all out to hunt. Mm. It used to be a pub then, you know. Mm. This was his wife, Mary Dickinson. John Dickinson, Cross Bank. London, no. Tenement, or something. Tenement. Joined Mary Dickinson, I knew her. Mm. She went to Bow Bridge at Aspie. Mm. And she brought a boy up. They called him Osby. He was related to Osby's at Newbury. Mm. And he worked for Parkins at Appleby for 50 years. And he married a girl. I don't know where she was at town when he married her. But they went to live at the other side of Appleby. What is to call that spot on the other side of Appleby? He's on the Clareway Bridge. Brought him up. Tommy, lived in King's Head Cottage, uncle of the other Thomas. It would be Thomas Dixon's uncle. Mm. Our round dining room table came from him, over 80 when he died. Left state when George Dixon came. He was a Bradbury, William. I think he's down in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Mm. And what year was that? Did you say?
It's High Greenside.
Really?
Mm. Come from High Greenside, the state. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Now, how does this thing work? Is it working now?
It is not clear. I do that.
Campbell, Chamley. Oh, that's not a nonsense. Cowan. Where did I say these Campbells? I don't remember.
Leif Johnson, that was going to be an election, and the Victorian Liberals just then. If you went down Ramsdale, past Maggie Campbell with a yellow bill on your back, oh, she was out with a big stick, oh. Walter Leitch had to put a buttercup into gutter on the village. He snores on big, hard, brown cogs, and she was throwing them at him because he had the yellow bit on his back. Oh, that's a good mass. Are you recording this? Can't bear it.
And you said she went to live at Kirby?
Yes, she went to live at Kirby Stephen in North Gordon, and I know. But it's a house she lived in, it's been all over. That's why I don't remember.
I'll stop it again. Yes, all right. It's right now.
Oh, it's right now. Ah, well, there was Arthur, he was the oldest, and there was Agnes and Alice. There was only three, I knew. There was Ramsdale. They went to school at Ramsdale. I can remember them. Arthur had a three-wheeled tricycle. And, you know, they lived in that house in front of Greenlee's, across the road there. And it rises up, isn't it? There's at high. They used to keep hens on there. And Arthur had a three-wheeled tricycle, and he was flying around this green on his tricycle, and he come off the edge, and he crossed the road and bumped his head off the railings at Greenlee. Oh dear. I remember that. It was postman for years around here, wasn't he? Fell End and Merthyr and Adamford on a bike. And Maggie used to come up and clean up for old Robert Hurd at Gatehouse. Wash and bake for him. He used to sell, he had a shop at old Robert, he used to sell pulp and cigarettes and I think maybe sweets, maybe. And he used to sell carbine for your bike lamps. Old Robert Hurd, he's related to John Hurd, as I recall. But it says in here somewhere where he lived at Ampot, Robert Hurd, and John lived at Gatehouse, but I couldn't remember John at Gatehouse. I can remember Robert very well. He used to keep hens, a few hens. He used to run about house, front of the house on the road, or anywhere. There wasn't any cars then, days, you know. And he used to sit away in a like rocking chair in the corner, and in the summertime the door was open. And hen used to come in, he had a long whip, and he used to get on and he'd whip, shh, and shoo, Fry kippers on toasting stock. I once went on there, and it was a cold day, and he was frying a kipper on toasting fork in front of Ross, and he'd in front of Pay. Fat was dripping out on there. Oh, there wasn't any cars much about them. It was Joss, Maggie, and old Elizabeth was there with us. Maggie was moved there. To Arthur and these six, you know. Should be just his mother as well, as old as a couple. The honest fellow was Joss, wasn't he? Posting. He wouldn't just give anybody out and to post for him. He even wouldn't give Dixon on to the postcard to take to Adam, but Dixon would be out to Adam, from Merthyr to Adam. But Joss wouldn't. Town, and I'll tell you where they lived, and Jane, and there was Mary, a sister, didn't mention her, but Jane Milner, she had a brother sister.
Isabel Thompson. Nice side. London. London tenement, it says. Nice side. That would be my grandmother. Mm. Yeah. Isabel Thompson. 96 when she died. And my aunt Anne, that was her daughter, they went to live in that house. After my other aunt Anne died, they went to live in that house at Greenleaves. They lived there quite a long time. Mm. Grunt Hill. That's Michael Bunny's relation. He didn't know about her, didn't till I told him, didn't Michael?
No.
She also lived in that broken down house between Lost Enniskin and Steniskin. Come when you go down that lane. Old Elizabeth Hewitson. And she had 7 acres of land, and she had a right up on Wild Boar Fell, and she kept about 25 ewes, 7 acres of land. And a shop, I think. And when she gave up, Tommy Capstick bought them sheep of all Elizabeth Hewitson, and that's how Lost Tennessee got a right up on Wild. Mm-hmm. Buying them sheep. But Michael didn't know that till I told him. And it would be his mother's mother. No, maybe grandmother. Maybe your grandmother. Thought it Crooks. We always call it Bella Todd's. The building is going down in front of that hill. We always call it Bella Todd's, that. And it says here, Isabel Todd. But there isn't any dates about here, is there? No. Elizabeth's one, they were blacksmiths, you know.
Heard of them, yes.
They lived where Doris Cooper lived. Mm. Mm. Canister Castle. Alf Dobson crashed in Canister Castle. Weston Mecca lived in it. Mm-hmm. And when Weston was in, it was a great big open fire spot it was then, and he had a lot of canisters on month of it. Alf Dobson crashed in Canister Castle. And he went and married May, didn't he? Weston's daughter, yes, May. Mm. Mm. Right, you're right. How long a tape is this? And then he went to High Steniske. Yes. In about, what was it, 1912, I think. Mm. That would be Walter's father. John, yes. Jonathan Wills before him. Mm. Huh? Mm. All the head where around is. Mm. Holmes and Hanley. He used to go be Holmes and Hanley. Holmes and Hanley, that's right. And Isaac Hanley, Nathan. Thomas Hanley. John Hanley lived there as well. He was a Hanley from Park House, was John's. He married Maggie Potter, didn't he, out at shop in Bodham Village. Potter's shop. Les Potter had that, hadn't he? There was Maggie and Belle. Nellie. They brought Nellie up. She played dog in a church. You know? Can't remember him. See, John Heard Dolbar, that's Dolbar used to be up for them, you see. Well, I can't remember him, but I can remember Robert Heard then. Robert Heard, didn't you? So they must have gone to get us when they were the one left.
I don't know whether there would be Dixon Hunt a lot, or there would be the other Hunters, Bill Hunt a lot. Peter Hutchison, Stanisky. That was I, Stanisky, Peter Hutchison. The man's used to fall out on fell, Greenside. The Winders and Metcalfs. We were all falling out of that shave job on fell. So Mr. Ellingsworth thought he would have a look up to see why they were falling out. And he come back and he said, I can't see why they're falling out. There's plenty of roughness left from last year. Says there's plenty of roughness left on the fell from last year. Oh dear. That was, he was his man's, wasn't he? Ellingsworth. Reverend Charles. You'll have been delivered, wasn't he? Yes. Railway station, he was station master, wasn't he? And Thomas Johnson, Gars Hill. Thomas Johnson, Gars Hill. Thomas Keane, Lockham. And there was a chap called Cummings lived at Flass. But that's going back a long time now. Newhouse. Passport Newhouse. There's another new stuff, isn't there? James New Stuff, Stoke of Yate. George Law, Merthyr. George Law, Merthyr. Did George Law come to Lawford? He did, he was Merthyr. I can't remember his name, Merthyr. But I know that some land was Merthyr, but he left some. He bought some. Dungill. Instead of dwelling house there, there used to be two houses in Dungill. Nathan Martindale, High Lane. Nathan Martin. Yeah, they would live.
Was Johnny Milner his son? Johnny Milner?
Yeah. Park House. Dwelling house. I can't understand that. Mike Milner. Dwelling house. But there isn't another house in Park House, is there? And he worked on council, and Robert Miller. And they buried just through Chichester Gate on the left there, on him. Oh, where is old William Page? And he had his son came to the Lord Chapel to preach. Was it its 100th birthday? It'd been up 100 years. And he come to preach. And he said, he'd been up to Saig Cottage where he was born, but he said there was nothing left, just a few paving stones. And that was in Butcher's Yard, and they built them new byres. And there were still living houses there before they built them new byres. And this William Page lived in it. And this was his son had come to preach at Lord Chapel. Farm Piper Hall, you know. And Mrs. what we call Rachel Wharton, she was Mrs. Hunter and Maidby. Willie Hunter's mother at Newbury. Yes. And Nelson, they went to school here, still, and they lived at Piper Hall. I can remember them living at Piper Hall. Nelson and Rachel. And he moved from there to Law Farm at Maidby. But Gary Stephen, and there was Dick Guy Weasel, and Ralph Metcalf used to be at Beckstone's in the pub. He says, who bought Hammers at all? He says to this, who bought Hammers at all? Who bought Hammers at all? Willie Wharton. And Ralph Metcalf says they couldn't barefoot wood on it. Couldn't bear but wood on it, he said. And then he left by Abbot Hall, 11 or so Abbot Hall belonged to when Willie Morton bought it. But I can't think of who it was, but he left Abbot Hall and he came to Sam Wharton, didn't we? He was dead then, though, was this Willie Morton, but his wife was still alive, Hannah, and Nelson. And Rob was married then and living in a house down Courtley, he was working on roads. But they left Sandworth and went to Noak Farm at Orton, going out on Shapley Road. Noak Farm stands away. And I don't know, they got broken up big from them. And Nelson went to Bybeck, didn't he? Nelson Wharton. Yeah, Emma said it. She was a girl, that's what she said. She used to stand out in Rawdon, why have you down by, you know, bet nearly run hour one night. She run the chair, there's some trees and it was there. Oh, I guess he got out, he didn't have to tell her all. Mm-hmm. Bybeck, you know, he had a lot of hide. And lad said, this boy said that he went to Penrith one day, did Nelson, and he told him he had to get a cart. Wasn't cart out and maybe laid some muck out or something like that, I don't know. Anyway, when he went for the cart, it was flat, it was on rubber tyres. Mm. And they were flat. He says, his lad says, more you blow and flatter it. He flattered his grave. And he said, frying pan was a lot cleaner after the fish cakes come out. Oh dear. And his father farmed it before him. And Kruskies down Courtley had a license to sell drink. And he had a building way down from town, down at the bottom. And he always did this building last, and he used to go down there and finish up work with the fellows and walk down to the Cross Keys for a drink. That was Johnny Fawcett's father. He killed his cell with a drink, you know. And, but Johnny didn't drink. And Johnny farmed it a bit, and then he would come to Westfield, and then he was at Laurel Bank as well, wasn't he?
Was he? I didn't know that.
Yes, he found Laurel Bank, because Warwick's come into Westfield, and he used to help him, anyway. Didn't say nothing about Warwick, does it? Might do, is it? They were up at Warwick's, way up down yonder. What is this office? Next to Adam, said. Wandle. And he used to come with us and cart, did early Warwick, down to the village, Dixon Hunters, and get meal and shopping and that, you know. And he used to go back with Adam first, and across, there was a path across to Wandle, and he threw his cart over. He said there was curtains and red. And you know, one led to three buildings down at bottom, not so far from Beck. Two field houses, because there wasn't many buildings we put home, and most of them had the ground was down at bottom anyway. And he had his horse up at home. No, he had his horse down at these buildings. It like there would be some time this. And harness belonged to us. They were down at bottom in the body say that as well. Cart was up at house. So I thought, well, I won't go for the horse and your coop up here, I'll just set off with cart down here. And he got in the twin shafts and set off. Well, he'd got to go faster than he could, or he'd back, and he had to let it go. It went that far in, shafts. He couldn't pull it out. He had to get Toss to pull it out. Why, that bad, you know. You've never been up there, have you, Dwight? It winds away by, go to state by. Like a step and they would come down there to, all winter to look after the base and that, and bother them. And, I can't remember them. Old Tom and his son William Town, the builders, weren't they? Old Tom Potter lived where Tommy Windler.
Mm-hmm.
He had that farm, but you see, they've got a bit added to it. It was just a small farm, and see. Such as Fred Whitfield had a farm, but that's all been put to that, you see.
Mm. Schoolmaster Robinson.
Mm. And I think there's two farms there. And he was teaching, he had one of these small farms. And his two daughters looked after the farm. She married Lizzie Wharton, she married Herbert Wharton at White House. And Ethel was of it. She married George. There was two sisters, married two brothers. George Wharton, Rob Wharton's brother, and Herbert Wharton. Lizzie married Herbert and Ethel, was it Ethel or what? Married George Winton. Now, there's one of their sons just been buried recently, the other day, Ivan. He was on AI. Ivan, and there's Robin Wharton, and then there's a girl married Bartley Denton, Winton. He went to live where Harry Windle lives. Schoolmaster Robinson, and he was coming out to go to church one Sunday morning, and he dropped down dead on the path. He teached Bob and Luke Bland, you know Luke Bland. He used to cut around there for his holidays, worked at mills down Bradford, down that way. He was related to Hanlon's, Mark Hanlon. There's Luke Bland, no Bob. And Willie Bartlett used to travel for a couple of Western farmers. They were all three, there was a photograph of them. Technique back opposite school, fishing. They were fishing. I don't know whether I've got that or I haven't yet. Down. He lived where Mr. Walker lives.
Yes.
In Roots.
Mm.
And he used to keep 12 ponies. And John was a tailor, and there was Maria and Elizabeth, they were dressmakers.
Mm-hmm.
And no, Maria, I, and Elizabeth. And Jane Ann was shopkeeper at a shop. I was a good tailor, was John. Mm. He served his time with Wilkinson's at Brook.
Mm.
Mm. And he kept these horses, but he was lame. He always walked on a stick. He had an iron on his foot. And they kept hens away past Kilmaya. They used to go up there twice a day to these hens. Elizabeth used to do hens up there. And these purple ponies went out up there, you see. But they used to let them down in winter and give them hay and that. A road. That was where that man. You see, my grandfather lived there, and they called him, I think they called him Thomas Thompson, Last Side. My mother was born there, Last Side. My grandmother did. They owned it. And then when my grandmother died, it was to divide out amongst families, and it was to be sold, you see. Mm. Well, as I said, about 18 stone. And they had to make a chair especially for him. We had that chair at Stanisky for a week. It was a grand chair, but I don't know what to come on it now. That'd be Fred Whitfield's father, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. He lived where Francis Nicholson lived. Mm-hmm. And Jane Whitfield, John Whitfield. No, John Whitfield and Robert Whitfield and Thomas Whitfield, two Thomas Whitfield. But there was a Jane Whitfield lived there somewhere. I think there'd be some four elders, Fred Whitfield's. Mm-hmm. And school children had to write an essay out. And she was always chewing, was this Miss Whitfield. I don't know, she chewed chewing gum or what. And they had to write an essay on which animals chewed the curry.